So you've got your flash flood warning drawn up. You're halfway there. The second foundational part of a flash flood warning is populating the text details of the warning, which you'll get to do for your own warning in the very next module. For now, though, I want you to keep in mind those four considerations when drawing up your flash flood warning. Cover the current threat, sectorize by variability and impacts, anticipate upstream propagation, and account for downstream evolution. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at the email address listed below, but otherwise click next to take the quiz.